Hello, virtuous viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On today's program, we'll learn about the friendly, noble, loyal Pit Bull Terrier, and hear some heartwarming stories from the Warwick Animal Shelter and Davis family of the U.S. who have rescued these beautiful beings. Pit Bulls have a distinctive appearance. Although only medium-sized dogs, they are highly muscular with thick, well-defined necks and strong, regal, square-jawed faces that radiate a sense of passion and loyalty. The breed is also good-natured, affectionate and friendly with both adults and children. Being highly devoted, Pit Bulls love to protect the lives of their caregivers, and if trained, can become excellent police or therapy dogs. Sometimes, however, these lovely canines find themselves placed in shelters or simply abandoned. Such was the case for 15 pit bulls in Rhode Island, USA, who were discovered chained to trees during a bitterly cold winter storm. Police and animal shelter personnel rescued the helpless, innocent animals and brought them into the warmth and safety of the local Warwick Animal Shelter.
There were 15 pit bulls that the owner kept primarily as outdoor dogs, and the police department went and confiscated the dogs and brought them here to the shelter. So we're responsible for caring for the dogs, and we had them here for a couple of months.
Upon hearing of the dog's plight, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly provided $3,000 to the Warwick Animal Shelter to help with their care. Our association members were on hand to present the contribution.
On behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai, we are presenting Warwick Animal Shelter with $3,000 donation.
Thank you. We'll put this to good use. We'd really love to thank you for giving us this generous donation, and all of our donations are actually put in a specific fund that is used only for veterinary care for the animals. So because we're a municipal shelter, we only have so much in our budget, and sometimes there's not enough money to treat them for broken legs or knee surgery or heartworm treatment or things like that. So this donation will really, really help with that, and will enable us to help adoptable animals find their forever homes.
Our association members also presented the shelter with other gifts, such as Supreme Master Ching Hai's DVDs and books, including the number one international bestsellers, The Birds of My Life, The Dogs of My Life, and The Noble Wilds, as well as From Crisis to Peace and The Love of Centuries.
Thank you. We really appreciate that, and I intend to spend my leisurely time reading and checking out these DVDs, and I'm curious to look at the material. Thank you.
We asked Ann Corvin, who has worked at the shelter for the past 12 years and is the director, what advice she has for people considering adopting a dog or cat.
The best advice I think I can give is to understand and do your research before adopting a pet. So that you know what to expect and what the responsibility entails, and that it is a lifelong commitment. You need to be prepared to take on that responsibility for the animal's lifetime. Animals are not disposable, and when someone takes on a pet, they should have the intentions of doing it for their life. Basic obedience training, I feel, is important for all dogs. For just basic manners, no jumping, properly leash walking, proper greeting so they don't jump on people when people come to your house. Just some basic obedience training to make the dog a good citizen, if you will. Most puppies are not housebroken, and so I do recommend starting crate training with puppies. And the general rule of thumb is that a puppy can hold it for their age in months. So if it's a three-month-old puppy, they can hold it for about 3 hours. Six-month-old puppy, about 6 hours. If it's an adult dog, most of them are already housebroken. They may need a little bit of a refresher course.
Thanks to widespread media coverage and the community's compassionate response to the sad situation of the 15 pit bulls, each has now been placed in a forever loving home. Now let's meet Huey, a delightful pit bull who loves his new life on the beach. Thanks to the efforts of Facebook members, Huey was saved minutes before he was scheduled to be euthanized in an animal shelter in California, and welcomed into the loving home of Maria and Sean Davis of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Let's find out more about Huey's fascinating rescue.
I'm involved in a group on Facebook called Roxy Lopez, The Truth Denied, where we talk about a lot of things. And out of the blue, she had posted about Huey. There was an animal shelter in Los Angeles, California, that was getting ready to euthanize him. He had approximately 10 minutes. If no one adopted him by that time, he was going to be euthanized. I hadn't been on Facebook for about 2 weeks, and just jumped on just to check everything, and there's this post, and there's Huey. And I've made a comment to Roxy that, you know, if I was in California, I would take him in a heartbeat. We both love pit bulls, especially blue ones. And she responded back, well, what if we can make this happen? I said, well, let's do it.
As soon as Sean Davis and his family agreed to give Huey a home, other people who happened to be on Facebook at the time happily contributed toward the cost of adopting and flying him from California to Virginia Beach. And it was not long before Huey was on his way.
So after about a week and a half, we went to the airport to pick Huey up. Knew. It just felt right. Maria and I had already been talking about getting a dog. It was completely out of the blue to see the post about Huey. I've always gone with my gut. If I feel it, I do it. There is no coincidence. Nothing happens on accident. Everything is meant to be, and Huey was meant to be here. I felt that. We got him here, and as soon as we got him out of the van, he acted like he knew he was supposed to be here as well. It was amazing to see how easily, how quickly he just... He got in that backyard and was like, I'm home.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's when, you know, he started running around with a ear-to-ear grin, and he hasn't stopped running around since. And we love him.
He's a
runner. We asked Mr. Davis how Huey has adjusted to his new family.
He fit in very well. At first, it was a little tentative with the kids. I don't think he'd been exposed to children. After a few days of getting used to, you know, the three-year-old, they're like peas and carrots now. It was the same with the cat. Our cat had been with us when we had another dog, and was used to that. And once Huey got over, you know, a fuzzy creature running around, they get along good now. They get along real good now. Dogs always bring happiness. You know, just the act of petting a dog brings happiness. It brought an added addition to Sean, my son, who's 3 years old. He wanted a dog. He loves everybody else's
dog.
Yeah,
he loved dogs. Had the cat already.
Yeah, we already had the cat. He's enriched our lives. He really brought a level of happiness to our lives.
What are Huey's favorite activities?
Huey loves chewing on his rope. We have a rope that's suspended from one of the trees out back. He loves pulling on the rope. Anything with a squeaker is at risk. He will, it's his job is to remove the squeaker out of toys. He's a squeaker remover.
Walking, running at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Loves running on the sand, playing in the sand. Yes, definitely a kid.
On hearing of Huey's remarkable rescue, Supreme Master Ching Hai provided the Davis family with $500 to help with Huey's care, along with vegan dog treats, a beautiful dog bed, vegan dog food, a selection of Supreme Master Ching Hai books and DVDs, other items, and lots of love, hugs, and kisses. Our association members presented the gifts to the Davises on her behalf.
Thank you very much. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We
it's
going to
be good later.
Sean and Maria Davis particularly enjoyed receiving the dogs in my life, the birds in my life, and the noble wilds.
She loves all life.
Yeah. Look at that.
And that's
gorgeous.
I look a lot.
The family was also delighted to receive the dog bed.
Nice. He's going to love this. He's going to sleep good at night. Wow. Very nice. Yes, he's going to love this.
The
royalty there!
Huey seemed thrilled with all the wonderful gifts and the grand celebration.
Brought all the toys.
Wow. New toy, cool. New bed. How about that?
That's great. He knows it's his now.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy. Gentle.
Before we left, Mr. and Mrs. Davis had a message to share with our viewers about pit bulls.
They're a very good dog. They're just as loving as any other dog as long as you treat them with that same love. They're a good dog.
May heaven bless Huey and all the gentle, noble pit bull terriers who bring great joy and companionship into our lives, as well as the warm-hearted people who rescue and provide them with forever loving homes. We wish these dogs and their caregivers many happy years together. You have our gratitude, Ann Corvin, and the Warwick Animal Shelter, as well as the Davises, for taking such good care of our animal friends. For more information on the Warwick Animal Shelter, please visit www.petfinder.com/shelters/ri59.html. Splendid viewers, thank you for your company today on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, here on Supreme Master Television. May all beings lead long, peaceful lives with the everlasting grace and protection of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.